Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
I'm Justine Schneider from Albino Dragon.
All right. And tell us a little bit about what you have here today.
Well, Albino Dragon offers some card games. They also do bicycle playing card decks that aren't a game. They're just a regular deck. All of the artwork is done by Shane. He's the artist for all of Albino Dragon, solely. So we also have Gene Grafter, which is like a collectible card game. But the nice thing is that you don't have to actually collect the cards. Once you buy the box, you're good. You just have the setup, and then you can battle with your friends. Ace of Spies is nice because if you ever played Ticket to Ride, it's like playing Ticket to Ride, but you can steal all of your friends' trains. So it's a lot of fun because it's a big competition. It's very competitive. And then we also have our newest game, Dragon Whisperer, which we're debuting here at Gen Con, which is like a trick card game, so you can use trump cards to kind of outweigh your friends. But it also has a nice kind of game board element to it because you can also like kind of pick up some coins to get extra points along the way.
Cool stuff, cool yeah. stuff. Website?
Website is, the website is www.albinodragon.com.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate
care.
It. You too.
We just finished our Name of the Wind playing card deck. So that's just a regular bicycle playing card deck.
The style.
Based on Patrick Rothfuss's book, The Name of the Wind. But
he does all the
Shane's also been doing
all the games that they've
for other
got
games right now, but they also have some games up in line that they're working on.
You think I could get your card? I'm a game previewer for Kickstarter games, and I'd love to shoot you guys an email.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time.
Yes, take care.
Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.